The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out to the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for the lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Gospel of the Lord. The seed of God means the word. When we hear the words, we have the choice. Of course, there are lots of temptations, a lot of difficulties surrounding us. Also, Satan doesn't want us to come close to the Lord. But we have the free will to choose or not. Don't tell yourself, I was born in this way. Paul, before his conversion, he was called Saul. He thought the best way to eliminate the Christians, because they are following the tradition, Jewish tradition. But once he encountered Jesus, so on his way, his voice calling, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Then he said, Who are you? The voice said, I am Jesus. You're the one who are persecuting. And then he said, What do you want me to do? Now this is the real point. We can have different ideas. We can be in different situations. But once we listen, oh, this is calling from Jesus, then you have made the choice, not just because I was born this way, I'm educated this way, I cannot change my mind. No, we have the free will. We have to make the choice. God give us the opportunities. Of course, we need lots of graces. So on one hand, we pray for our labors. Maybe they don't know what exactly the choice from God. Prayer, open our hearts. When we say open our hearts, means we are free to make this decision or not. So as a Christian, as a Catholic, today, there are lots of opportunities. We can go this way or that way. At times, no problem. But at times, it's really you make the choice. Your conscience is telling you, this is not the way. Then you have to open prayer. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Just because we close our hearts, so we can't hear His voice. Once you open His heart, your heart, God's voice is there. So we have to be humble, ask this special grace, and on a daily basis, not because I was baptized 20 years ago, this I'm secured. Every day is a new day. The will of God, every moment, it can be a new moment. If you make the better choice, better way, you can be a better person. So don't stop what you were, and don't worry about what will be tomorrow. But if today, now, if you say the best way, I pray this way, go ahead. Not just thinking of other things. Concentrate on what at this present moment God is telling you to do. So we ask the Lord give us this special grace to live His will every present moment.